So learning Daf Yubayz Min Aleph, we're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a bunch, we're going through, you know, a good part of the Shas over here in this Mishnah alone, because it mentions Tmura at the end of the Mishnah. So let's see what the Mishnah says. Eina meduma medama el fi cheshbin. The halacha is that if you have truma that falls into chulin, it's not bottled till you have 100. So let's say it falls into 80 bushels, whatever, let's say 80 clusters of grapes, and one cluster falls into 80 clusters, the whole thing is also because of truma. So eina meduma el fi cheshbin means that when another cluster falls out of there into something else, it's only asa fi cheshbin. And the Gemara will explain that. That's one halacha. The same thing if you have sa'ar, let's say yeast, from truma that falls into a dough of chulin. So it's only a problem if it's enough to be mechametz to ferment the dough. But if it's not enough, then it's not a problem. It has to go to fi cheshbin. Fi cheshbin pasha means that it has to have enough to passel that thing. It has to have enough to passel the next taruvus. We know it's absorbed by mikvah called mayim she'uvim, mayim that's you picked up in a clay, that's called mayim she'uvim. That passels the mikvah only fi cheshbin. We'll see what the Gemara says about that. When you make para aduma water, the only way to do it is if you first put in the water and then you put in the efer, the ashes. But if you put the ashes in first into the bucket, then put water, that's no good. It has to be matan efer. A beis pras is a field that had a caver in it, that you didn't know where it was, and you plowed up the whole field. Now the caver might be anywhere in the field. It's called a beis pras. But a beis pras can't make another beis pras. Again, we'll see. What means if they plow into another field, that comes beis pras. We'll see in the Gemara of that. Ve'ein truma achat truma. You can't take off truma twice. Once you take off truma once, you can't take off truma another time. Ve'ein tamura oisa tamura. Also, a tamura can make another tamura. That means you have a chulin behema, and you say this chulin is like this oila. So this chulin now becomes a kadosh, kedusha, kishagof. Now you want to say another behema is like this tamura. You can't make another tamura. Ein tamura oisa tamura. Veloy havlad oisa tamura. Means a vlad of a kachim, which has din kachim, like we learned yesterday, that vlad cannot make a tamura. Rav Yehuda, my vlad oisa tamura, a vlad could make a tamura. Amaloy, hekdish oisa tamura, vein havlad oisa tamura. Hekdish itself can make tamura, but not a vlad or tamura can make a tamura. Neither one. So that's all these halachas in the Mishnah. We have 5, 6 halachas in the Mishnah. Now we'll explain one at a time. The first halakha of the Mishnah was Ein hamaduma medama el lefi cheshbin. We explained that means it's taruvus. It's the taruvus. What?
The argument there, yeah.
Yeah.
They're
saying it's not like that. You know, only hektish itself does tamura. Only hektish itself does tamura. Nothing else. No secondary. Yeah, but they're repeating it. The part is there's nothing. No secondary thing does tamura. Only the thing itself.
That's
there. What? That's it. They're saying, I'm lying. No, you're wrong. That dafke hektish is tamura. Yeah, it's their opinion. Yes. Tanan Reish of the Mishnah said that ema duma dama fi cheshbin. What does that mean? That if you have a chulin and some truma gets mixed up into it, the halacha is called meduma. The whole entire chulin is usher because it's not bottle because it wasn't less than 100, and therefore it's not bottle. Now, what happens if some of this? Let's say you have to give numbers just to make it clear. Okay, one sa'ah fell into 24 sa'ah. A sa'ah of, which is 24 lugim, by the way, of truma fell into 24 sa'ah of chulin. So it's not bottle, because 24 to 1 is not 100 to 1, it's not bottle. Now, some of this taruvus fell into another taruvus. Something fell, one sa'ah out of this came fell into another thing. So what's the halacha? So how much do you need to mevatel it? Do you need 100 sa'ah? Or you'll say, what do you mean? In the first one, it was only 1/24th of truma. So all I need is 100 times 1/24th of a sa'ah. All you need is 100 times 1/24th of a sa'ah. What?
76?
77. Right, got 77. Very good. It's 77. Perfect. Gevaldik. So that's the shaila. You need 77 or 24. That's the question.
100.
What?
So
Right, or 100 times the saw, right, 100%. Either 77, or either 77 times the log, which is really like 3 saw, or you need 100 saw. It's like a huge difference. Huge difference. So our Mishnah says, it goes to Kichashvan, because 77 log you need, not 77 saw, and they need 100 saw. No, but okay, whatever. We're talking about a saw fell in, but it's not a saw. The whole saw is only 1/24 of it is truma, which is one log.
That's a side
thing. Yeah. What?
I'm saying you don't have to get into log. You just talk about saw.
Yeah. So yeah. Tell me, how do you do? How many saw do you need to knock off 1/24 of a saw? Do you have any idea? Yeah, right, around 3. 4
to
the yeah, 1/24. Yeah, so it's either with Lugum, that's why. The number 77 comes from Lugum, that's why Rashi Gar says Lugum. So now, our Mishnah says it goes with Fichesbin, like this 77. According to a different man, you need 100 times. Mantan, Amrachiyav, Amrachiyachan, Loikarav, Yezid, the Tanaim, look at the Mishnah. Sa'a shal Chuma, Shanafla, Lapachais, and Mea Chulin. A Sa'a of Chuma fell into less than 100 of Chulin. Menidmu became all Asur al Chuma. I fell into another place. We look at the thing that fell out of the demua like chuma vaday. Shani Omer saw Ashanaf Lahisha also. We say like the saw that fell in, that's the one that came back out. It's almost like that. And therefore it's like a whole saw of chuma fell into the next one. You need 100 saw to knock it out. Which would mean it's only in the example we gave. Only 1/24 of a saw, and then you only need, and 1/24 of a saw is one lug, and only you need 7/7 lug. Why? You have 23 out of the 24, which are chulin, and another 77 will make altogether 100, that'll be enough. So our Mishnah holds the fi chesbin, or the other holds, not, it doesn't go the fi chesbin. The next case, v'em v'chometz v'chametz el fi chesbin also, that it's only, that also, if east, sa'ar, east fell into this dough, and then a piece of this fell into another dough, it has to be enough truma that will be able to make the other thing into chimutz also. What's the English word for chimutz? I'm calling it ferment, is that there is? Leavened. 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 Yeah. All right, leavened. So it has enough truma to make it leavened, that then it will make the second thing asr al truma. That's how our Mishnah says. But it's not like Rabbi Eliezer also. Amar Rab Abba. You have sa'ar of chulin and of chuma fell into isa, but loy bezekdei lahachmetz, loy bezekdei lahachmetz. Neither one is enough to be mechametz the dough. We need both of them. But it's tarfu v'chimsu, and they went together and they were mechametz the dough. They leavened the dough. Rav Elazar Omer, acha acharin liba. You go bust to the last one, and the Gemara's explain in Mechairis that it doesn't really have to be the last one. As long as they're both mitzaref to aser, to make the chulin leavened, then it's a problem. Because it's zev v'zeh gorim aser. That's halacha. Zev v'zeh gorim is aser. That's what Eliezer holds. Why does it say achar nibah? It means like this. That let's say you remove the first sa'ar before you put the second sa'ar in, then the halacha is that if the second one is chulin, the second yeast is chulin, then it won't be a problem. But if they're both in together, Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though one itself cannot make it leavened, but since they're both doing it together, it's zev zeh oser. It's zev zeh oser, zev zeh garim is oser, and it will make a problem, make it chuma. It has to be, the chuma itself has to be enough to make it chimutz. And that's the only way it asks it. Now, the reason why somebody that makes a chametz makes it aser, even if it's more than 100, you know why? Because somebody makes a chametz that has effect on it, that makes it nicker, it's not bottle. So if the truma makes a dough leavened, then no matter how big the dough is, it's called that it's doing something in it, and it's called nicker, it's not bottle. So as long as the truma could do it itself, that's for sure aser. The question over here is that the truma did it together with chulin. And that's called zev zeh gorim. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's enough to make it awesome. And according to the Tanakhama, no, it's only fi cheshbon. It has to be that it itself, it could do it by itself. If not, it will not be awesome.
You're talking about falling into the original door, or this falling into
even if this, no, this falls into another one. Even this falls into another. It could be in the same one, it wouldn't, then the kuyam, there's no chulin here. If only chuma fell into the first one, there's only chuma here, there's all the chulin. That's what we needed the case, but fell into the next one, they're both doing it together. That's what needed the case. It started off with a sa'ar shel chuma falling into chulin. Yeah, falling into chulin. So therefore, that wasn't the case. This mishnah, but our mishnah sound like that. We're talking about mechametz. So therefore, it's the next one. But it could be the same. Be, if both, if chulin and chuma fall in together to chulin, it's the same halacha. It's the same machlekes. No difference. So zev is agar machlekes. The third case in the mishnah is that mayim sheuvim only pass the mikvah lefi cheshvin, and we have to explain that. Now mayim sheuvim, we said it means any water that's in a kli. It passes the mikvah. Now, mikvah is not possible. Once you have 40 sah in a mikvah of kosher water, you can put as much mayim shuvim in it, it will not make it possible. So you can fill up a mikvah, once you have 40 sah, you can fill it with regular water, because it won't make it possible once it has 40 sah. That's another halacha. If you have 3 lugim in the beginning of a mikvah, and then you add on water, then it's possible the mikvah. Even if you add on rainwater. So you start, the mikvah starts off with 3 lugim, then you add on another 40 sah of mikvah water, it's possible. Therefore, when they fill up a mikvah, make sure it's dry. If you have 3 lugim in it of sink water, then it'll be possible. You can't make a kosher anymore. That's just 2 general halachas. Now we see a new thing called hamshacha. Man tana, amram chiyah ba'avam v'yechron. So Amish says, what does that mean? Man tana, amram chiyah ba'avam v'yechron, Rabbi Yezim Yaakov. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yezim Yaakov. The Tanaim learned. Rabbi Yezim Yaakov Eimer. Mikvah started off with 21 saw of gesham. It's not enough. You need 40 saw. But he says, I have a way, even without any rain, to make it kosher anyway. You could fill up and carry on your shoulder 19 saw. Upoiskon lemikvah, and you send it into the mikvah. Vehein tahirim, and it's tar. Because what do? When it says paiskin, it means you do hamshacha. It means you let it go on the ground before it goes into the mikvah. And when it goes on the ground, hamshacha means that it's like it gets attached to the ground. It's like it's coming out of the ground now. Like turns into spring water like that. Like it's our idea of hamshacha. That's what it means. It goes on the ground and it turns into like water from the karka. And he holds that it only works together with roiv rainwater. Vein tarim shashi iva mitahares. If it's the roiv, if there's roiv rainwater, and you have hamshacha, together they both work. Together they both work. And why does hamshacha work? So either if you learn mayim shuvim is only possible, the big machlokes is mayim shuvim is possible to rice or possible to rabbanon. If it was only possible to rabbanon, so then rabbanon said no, hamshacha works. The svara, it goes on the ground. If you hold that it's the rice, you have to say halacha moshim esina that hamshacha works. But either way. Anyway, he slides here. Rabbi Yaakov saying that Hamshacha works with Rebia, which means Rav rainwater, and with Hamshacha. And that's what means the Fi Cheshbin. The Ein Mayim Shuvim Poistim El Fi Cheshbin means that Mayim Shuvim Pasol is no, it's El Fi Cheshbin, only if it is a Cheshbin. That means only if there's less than 21 Sa. But if you have 21 Sa, Mayim Shuvim won't Pasol. Because you have Hamshacha. That's what means the Fi Cheshbin. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. So we have a first Pshat, we have the Mishnah of what Fi Cheshbin means.
It's not like previous cases, right?
The word of Fi Cheshbin doesn't mean the same thing, yeah.